Hello, everyone. I am Johnson Obamenti.
And I am Feyi Obamenti.
And we are the host of Oasis of Hope podcast.
Yes.
Yes, we praise the Lord. This is a new day. It's a new episode. And I know, how are you doing?
I am doing very well, honey. And I'm loving the cooler temperatures that has visited us in Texas, and we love that because we don't have to worry about too much sweating anymore, per se. So the weather is cooler, and so
we give God all the glory. And before we dive into this new episode, I know last episode was episode 69.
That's
when
true.
We talk about the prodigal.
Yes, yes. Okay. And the prayer request and appreciation from a lot of parents. And, you know, the key thing we can do best for each other in the body of Christ is just connecting hearts together and praying together for all those many needs. And so we've been doing that. So a great insight through Amen. The episode. So Amen. 69.
And
so
now we are talking about episode 70.
Oh, this is episode 70.
And
wow.
Something is unique about the month of October.
Yes, it is unique. So maybe we start out with our title for this episode.
Yes.
Episode 70 of Oasis of Hope podcast.
Yes.
The title is Goblins.
Okay. So
Goblins. So what is it? What is goblins?
Exactly. So that's what we want. All our listeners are really, you know, pushing their ears and say, we want to know, what do you mean by goblins? I know that in the past, we might have said something that has to do with Halloween's and as it relates to celebrating it and what is expected of us as Christians, and then how we fall in and what we are expected to do.
Yes. And this year, as you and I have, prepared our hearts in prayer and the word of God, he's given us how he wants us to share this.
Yes.
So if people go on there, the different podcast platform, they will find out that we've done like All Saints or something like that,
yes.
Halloween, Hallelujah, and all of that.
Correct.
But this one, we're starting out with that word, goblins. And then we'll take them through what the Holy Spirit has shed on our heart and where we will end with this so that believers in Christ, no matter where they are, that still think one way or the other, we're very, 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 very assured that the Holy Spirit himself will minister to them in what he wants to share today.
Without spending too much on the historical background of Halloween or goblin, where it comes from, but now we want to say briefly what goblin means.
So goblins, the term, you know, when you say, when you pull up a Webster dictionary and say goblins, and people all already know goblins means, you know, evil, bad. But it's one of this folklore, you know, like we have in Africa where we had folklore. So goblin is one of this English, Scottish, Irish folklore. Basically that serves a blanket term for evil or mischievous spirits.
Exactly.
So,
and they are characterized by different symbols.
Symbols, yes.
Different structures.
Different structures, different symbols.
That better describe.
So, for example, when you say skeletons, and you know, when you say ghost, you know, and when you say celebrating the dead, this kind of connotation of mischievous spirits and evil and wicked spirit, goblins.
Okay.
So
before we go further, I want to read this. I want to read two scriptures.
Yes.
One in the Old Testament and then one in the New Testament.
Let's go.
So the
that.
One in the Old Testament is taken out of the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 1 to 5. The book of Exodus 20, 1 to 5. And God spoke all these words, saying, see, this is God talking right now, talking to his people, talking to the Jewish people, talking to the Israelites, talking to his people that he took out of slavery in Egypt. He said, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. So God brought his people out of bondage, out of slavery. He said, you shall have no other gods beside me.
Hmm.
You shall have no other God before me.
Hmm.
You shall have no other God beside me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image and a likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in earth beneath and that is in the water under the earth. Okay? You shall not bow down. That means you shall not worship. You shall not give your words to any of these idols. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I am the Lord your God, and I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations for those who hate me. So, in other words, God is telling us that we cannot serve other God. We cannot give our word to any other God. We cannot worship any other God.
And so I love how we've already given insight into where this episode is going.
Exactly.
On goblins. So we are looking through what the Holy Spirit has breathed upon us in terms of worship. What are people giving their worth to? Yes. During October or during October 31 or 30, what are they giving their worth to? So,
yes. So I like the way you said it, what the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Ghost is leading us to do. So that lead us to that New Testament scripture in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 4, verse 24. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 4, verse 24. It says, God is spirit.
Mm.
God is spirit. Because God is spirit, devil counterfeit that spirit.
And those that worship God.
And those that worship him
must
worship him in spirit and truth.
In truth. And we know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
Exactly.
So, in anything that we as believers give our worth to, we know that the only person that is worthy of every worth that we have is our Creator and His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, that lives and empowers us to live the God kind of life
exactly.
every day.
You know, we're talking about the real spirit, the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. And then we're talking about the counterfeit. You know, I'll give you another analogy, a dollar. You have an American dollar. You know the one that is genuine or that is real dollar compared to a counterfeit because of the watermark, right?
Yes.
So everything that God has created.
There's a counterfeit.
From the beginning, devil likes to counterfeit.
And goblins is one of them. So
yes.
This mischievous spirit, this essence of evil, wickedness, and mischievous spirit. And a lot of people, you know, that are not believers, we pray that even through this type of media that we share, they will be able to see and notice, because through the years in our pastoral journey, we have seen families that expose their children to this at a very young age. And we've prayed prayer of deliverance, prayer of freedom, you know, for the entire family. So we know what we're talking about when we say
exactly.
this. It's not something, you know, like, oh, in their head. So when he says goblins and we say celebrating the dead. So this essence of mischievous spirit that comes, that it's connotated with Halloween. Someone would say, well, it's a means whereby people get to create costumes.
Or just have fun.
Or have fun, yes. Dress in different costumes. Yes. Another will say, well, it's an outlet to, you know, consume candy. I mean, sell yes. candy, you yes. know. And children go, you know, door to door wanting to sell different candies. Yes. And others will say, well, it's opportunity for believers to share their faith in God and, you know, lead people to Christ. But for us, we know through the years, even raising our girls that are all adults, we let them know the why behind it. Why we only worship the creator of the universe. Why he gets to have every attention and focus of our devotion on why that is that. So goblins is just a word that connotates what yes. Halloween is all about. Yes. And so Halloween, the celebration of all things that does not bring glory to God in the sense of that mischievous spirit wanting to bring fear on people. And we know we've not been given the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind, as God's word tells us. But one of the things that stands out to you and I that we know mm-hmm. is this idea of Wicca. And mm-hmm. Wicca is the network of practicing witches.
Witches, yes.
And which is a means of witchcraft, for those that don't know. And there's nothing fancy, cool, fun about witchcraft. Nothing whatsoever. So we don't glorify evil, wickedness in any form or fashion. We call it what the word of God says, and we say it. And we say when it comes to Halloween, it's a spirit, a counterfeit spirit wanting people to worship it.
Yes. And you know the scripture in Romans chapter 12, verse 2 is very specific about what we can be confirmed with. That as Christians, as believers, we cannot be confirmed with the world.
Not at all.
Yes.
And he says it so well that rather we should be transformed by the renewing,
of our mind.
Exactly. So that we might be able to do yes. something. So that we yeah. might be able to
prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
And that is the essence. That's the essence of transformation that yes. happens through the word of God.
Exactly. So because, the reason why we're touching all this is because we have series of questions. Should I do this as a believer, as a Christian? Should I participate in this? Or should I have another form of just celebrating it or trying to conform or just, oh yes, you know what? Put your feet down. Let people know where you stand, you know? So let them know this is it. This Halloween is a celebration of the devil. It has nothing to do with the Bible. It has nothing to do with the God of the Bible that we read and that we study. So God Almighty God, the only God, the only one God, you know, who is the Spirit, who is the truth, who is life, is telling us that, look, don't be conformed with the world. He's telling us that, look, don't have another God before or beside me. He's telling us that he is a jealous God. He doesn't want to share his throne with any other. He doesn't want to share a heart with any other gods.
And you said it plainly. And so we ask people, Halloween, about looking at the worth, what we are giving our worth to. Who are we worshiping?
Exactly.
Do we want to worship ghosts? The only ghost we want to worship is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that fell on the day of Pentecost. Do we want to worship skeletons? Do we want to worship the dead?
Yes.
Do we want to worship practicing witches? Do we want to worship mischievous spirits? Do we want to worship wizards? I mean, so
if you answer no to all these questions, you're on the right track.
So,
but if you answer yes to any of these, please restate your stand.
Please, because
think again about this, about what we're talking about.
And many people will say, just think about it. Many people will say, oh, there's nothing harmless about it. Well, the enemy, if you've never had an experience with the spiritual darkness, you probably will not understand.
Well, that was that's one of the other questions we have. Yeah, I mean, that we receive. Say, well, what's bad in it? The only one day out of 365 days in a year. So is that the bad thing? Then we ask for forgiveness. But you know what? The Bible says that when you know what is wrong and you do it, it becomes a sin. So now that you know, now that you've heard, even if it's just for one day out of 365 days, you don't want to knowingly open yourself to the devil.
And not only that, open not just yourself, but your children, your home.
Yes.
You're talking about a lineage, you're talking of generations that you don't want to open them up to.
Yes.
This spiritual battle that only the grace and the mercy of God will be able to cover them, deliver them, snatch them, rescue them. You don't want to open them up to that, because you're not giving them a choice in the matter. You are opening them up to those things. And you are saying, through the different outlets that looks harmless about Halloween, you are saying that you're giving your worth, your worship to these dark spirits.
Yes.
So
I guess for some of those parents of young kids out there, they say, then what else should I do with my children during this time?
Oh, there's so much you can do. You can gather together on that night, open the scriptures, read the scriptures together.
Amen.
Have a memorization time together. Let them memorize some scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
You can have some things to give as, you know, rewards even on that night. You can sing songs of praise. I mean, you can do so many things, or you can pray. Wow, there's so much to pray about. Maybe spend the entire evening praying for the Middle East, right?
Yes.
I know so many people have so many opinions about what's going on in the Middle East. If we have so much opinion and we don't have compassion or a heart to pray, then our opinion really doesn't count or matter. So it could be a big time to spend time in prayer and ask your children to pray for the Middle East, pray for the government, pray for the nations, and pray for peace, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, just like the Word of God tells us to.
Yeah, and pray, not only pray, which is really, the first step that we're asking everyone to partake in. And also, you know, look at all the money that you probably were planning to invest into all of these. Put the money together, or put the resources together and donate it, you know, towards helping, you know, the people in Israel.
That's very true. And that's a great way. So instead of the candy buying and all the stuff, you can actually do a little, you're looking for something for your children to do during this time. You can actually have them raise funds, sell or fundraise to donate to people in Israel, families in Israel.
Exactly.
They could use our help in every single way. Donate. And no amount is too little whatsoever. If they're able to sell candy and, you know, have a profit of $50, that $50 will go a long way.
Yes.
But the key thing is you have turned their hearts towards a life-given way of an alternative way of celebrating what this culture is telling us to do, you know, we can do something else. So there's definitely something else.
Yes.
Prayer will be a great one, especially for this time, as so many pastors, so many churches, so many organizations are all coming together every day, every weekend to lift up the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes, just to remember that it all begins with our family. You know, it all begins with our family. And if you're not married, if you're a single person, it starts with you. And if you're a couple that don't have kids yet, it starts with you as married couple. So it must start with us. And it should start with us so that we can look at the Bible and scriptures and share the scriptures together, have a praise worship night, and have, just an exciting time together as a family.
And you brought something up very good there. So if you're a single person or you're married without children, you could invite your other friends and make it a night of worship. You know, our church normally have nights of worship. And it just shows the essence of what we give our heart and our what to. You could make that night a night of worship in your home, your apartment complex, your community center, and gather together and worship the living God. Because that's what the devil is wanting on Halloween. He's wanting people that will worship him. Worship him through ghosts, skeletons, talking to the dead, activities that glorify evil and wickedness and mischievous spirits, through practicing witches and wizards. He's looking for followers. He's looking for worshipers.
Yes.
Well, on the other hand, why don't we turn that around? Make it a night of worship unto our living God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Make it a time of prayer. There's so many needs out there. Make it into a time of fun activity, donation that you mentioned. I love that. And donate and give to organizations. I know we have some of those already that we've shared that you can donate. Our friends with the Messianic Bible Project will love to have your support. So there's so many things that we can do to give our worth unto the living God.
Yes, and just like what we're just sharing, you know, when you open your home to the Holy Spirit, when you open your home to the Holy Ghost, you're inviting the presence of God. And the presence of God bring peace, bring joys, fruit of the Spirit, you know, bring love, you know, an expansion of love. But on the other side, and no wonder why, you know, there's a lot of commotions for those people celebrating Halloween.
I love that what you just shared. So when people invite the Holy Spirit in, he brings all his goods, all what makes him the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, self-control, compassion, all of those things. Those are all the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And then when you open yourself up to the other mischievous spirit, the spirit of darkness, it brings with it all his goods called anger, jealousy,
pain,
envy, pain, ache. I mean, think about it, bitterness. All what you can think about, debauchery, all of those, he brings those with it. So the choice is always ours at the end of the day. Who do you want to give your worth to? Who do you want to give your worship to? And it is the focus of our podcast on this. And we title it Goblins. Yes, it deals with the evil, wicked, mischievous spirits of darkness. We want to give our worth unto the living God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Only him deserves the worship of human beings because only he created human beings.
Yes, because the commandment that God gives us is to worship him and only him. And so now we're saying, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, welcome. And goodbye, demonic spirit, because the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost that we're talking about is the spirit of light.
And the spirit of life too.
And the spirit of life. So where there is spirit of light and life, darkness cannot suffice. And death cannot take over.
Amen.
Because the spirit of life will overcome the spirit of death. And the spirit of light will overcome the spirit of darkness.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That is the word that we have to share with you today.
Yes.
Wonderful friends and partners from all over the world that join us on Oasis of Hope podcast as we look at this year, 2023, so-called Halloween, which we have termed goblins.
Yes.
Give your worth to who is worthy of it all.
Yes.
And his name is the light, is the truth, is life, and is everything that the world is actually looking and searching for. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen. And Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for today, for yet another opportunity to come to our listeners, even with this episode 70, talking about goblin. Father, it's not just by coincidence. Lord, we just use this opportunity to extend our prayer to the Middle East.
Yes.
Because your word says that the feet of those that pray for the peace of Jerusalem are good. Father, we just pray right now for the peace of God that will rule and reign over Israel. That the peace of God will rule and reign over every resident of that country, oh God. Lord, we pray for the adult. We pray for the children, oh God, especially, Lord, even at this moment, oh God, we pray your blessing over those children.
Yes.
And let your peace reign over that country. And Father, we declare an end to war against Israel, oh God. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that you will grant your nation victory over all of the wars raised by the enemies in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And Lord, we pray for all of our brothers and sisters here that are still wrestling with that one decision or the other, whether to celebrate Halloween. Let your will be done. Give them wisdom to make the right choice in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. And that's it for this episode 70. Goblins, dedicated to turning our hearts to worship the only one that is worthy of it all. So until next time, stay connected.
We love you.
Bye-bye.